Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hail Varsity Radio.
And LaRusso sends this one high in the air to left. Sartori going back at the track, leaping up, and it's gone! 22nd home run of the year for Nick LaRusso. And a walk-off winner in the 10th for Maryland.
Robertson on the right wing side got into the slot. Here's Hintz, drags it, saved by Hill. He's face down, the puck is loose. Up top, Haskinen, left side shot, score! Pavelski, a one-timer!
Started by Highsmith, he's doubled, gives it up to Hauser. 30-footer from the left side, dagger! Sam Hauser drills it. And if any Celtic fans were nervous, they don't need to be anymore. That'll do it.
It's Friday morning. Coffee and Cream in the morning on Hail Varsity Radio, powered by Currency. Damon Benning, Andrew Rogers.
That's cool.
Just a little.
I felt like we should have.
Soldier nah, Boy?
Yeah.
You. Yeah.
All right. It's awful early. Hey. We're having a party.
We'll go. Should we wrap it all the way around? Hey, Cam Broham.
Yeah.
It's Kay Shane.
Morning, fellas.
Kay Bizzle. Off the hizzle.
Who was the country concert last night? Kane Brown?
Yeah, he's just spitting out
just
things.
Spitting out. And I think he said that because he's KB, too.
Is that what it is?
Cam Broham,
we gotta
Kane
sing
Brown.
Together.
Like,
somebody was in town for a concert last night. And so our fearless head coach was there.
Because he loves himself some country music.
Yeah, self-admitted. So it's like, I was trying to remember who it was. Because I think Twitter, I know you fine folks know. Who was that? Was it at Bushwhackers maybe? I don't know where.
He was at Bushwhackers?
Wherever the concert was where he was. And I don't know why I figured Cam would know. Because, Cam, you're a metalhead, right? Not necessarily country?
Not necessarily country. Yeah, I look a little bit of everything.
I think he's doing research right now to figure out.
He said, I'm a little bit of everything. Cam knows people. Cam has resources.
Man, how about you throwing me under the bus and saying, oh, yeah. Yeah, he was mad that people were let in late.
Oh, I sure did. I sure did tell on you. But it wasn't like I wasn't being malicious.
Right, right.
I just thought it was funny
right.
that was a hill
just
that you died
me under
on
the bus.
Because he has no idea how, like, you're kind of principled, right? It's like the little
in moments,
the little finite things can drive you up the wall, and then 98% of the time, you couldn't care less.
You know what's funny? I after that moment, I was like, man, like, am I wrong? Like, could I be wrong about this? And I may be wrong. Like the Kenny Chesney concert, going back to dating me, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
They may have actually had the doors open, and the lines were just ridiculously long, and I just felt they didn't open the doors in time.
I may have
given them some unnecessary heat,
yeah.
But maybe necessary toward the fact that it took way too long to get into the building.
Yeah. How about last night's event? Were you
– the Oscars.
I was almost last in line, and it moved fairly quick.
So when I got there, it was about 6 o'clock.
Yeah,
me – probably took me about – 15 minutes to get through the line, to be honest.
So I was a little, and you know me, I'm not doing the whole schmoozing thing, right? So
right.
I didn't get there until
you
like
showed up at a great time for not wanting to do that.
6:35 I walked in, and then I saw the line, and I was like, oh, poop. Like,
I gotta wait.
I may be in trouble.
But guess who was right behind me?
Tom Chattel. So
yeah,
I was like,
right.
Yep, another nominee. He's by me. Yep, Another nominee came in behind me, too. I was like,
okay, you're fine. Yeah. You're fine.
Yeah, you guys
was
are good.
Was Sam there? I didn't see Sam.
Sam McKeewan?
Yeah, I didn't see him.
I didn't see Sam either. But I never went, literally. You know where our tables were?
Mm-hmm.
I never went to the left of those initial row of tables. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were on the right. We walked in on the right, and there was our table on the right.
And I sat my little brown behind down. And outside of saying hi to the West Side table, Coach Woodard and Nebraska staff, your boy didn't move.
Man, congrats to Coach Woodard, too.
Yeah.
Well-deserved.
He is a class act. Like,
even his speech.
Kind of
unprepared,
but
fire.
Dude, I kind of have a man crush.
I mean, he makes you want to run through a wall.
Yeah, I think he's sensational. I told you one time, we were in Birmingham. This was 2 years.
Sweet home Alabama.
No, we were in Atlanta, maybe. We were
sweet
somewhere.
Sweet home
and
in Atlanta.
He was coming from the lake and because he likes to fish. He's got a cabin. And so he came down a day late, and there's all these good games going on, right, all around us. It's a heck of a setup. Yeah, we're in the ATL. That's where it was because they have a great facility. And he and I literally stood – in the middle of like 8 courts and talk for like 40 minutes. Like, I missed all of Lob's games. Like, I wasn't even really paying attention because that was one of those times where it's like, all right, I think I got the mental pen and paper out. And we got to talking about some deep stuff and school and kids and.
And those conversations can keep you a while.
Yeah, how he likes to be an admin and raising kids. I was like, yeah. I think I'm be better for this one. Yeah, like he's one of the people that I went to go say hello to. Like, I kind of crouched mm-hmm. down and gave him the old back rub. He's like, DB, how you doing?
65?
No, he's older than that, maybe.
I could have sworn I heard 65 yesterday.
Maybe that's right.
I'm like, no way.
We blew Tina Turner's age. He's been coaching for 41 years.
I know, but he just doesn't look like it.
No, I know. And he's more fit now. He looks more fit than he did like five, six years ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I told him it's the haircut. He has like the cool kid. He has like the cool kid haircut. Now he's like, yeah, I'm
old. Hey, how about him tossing around? It was either him or somebody later on that made reference to Coach Woodard. And I think it was Woodard that said something.
Well, he didn't go third person, did he? Woodard talked about Woodard?
No, I'm trying to think if Woodard said it.
Okay.
Or if the other guy made reference to Woodard saying
what
it.
What did he say? Who was the other guy?
Oh, goodness. It was somebody that was talking about one of the teams in the – you were gone.
Yeah.
You had
– left.
Left a little bit early. Talking about a Hall of Fame team, I think. And they had mentioned that, Coach Woodard up here, when he came up to receive his award, he had mentioned that that's important to have a supportive family, a supportive spouse – when you do this for a long period of time. And I'm sitting in the chair like,
Deja vu.
Yeah, what did we talk about on Wednesday? So the realities of high school coaching.
And the funny thing was, is you kind of came by that on a humbug, right? Just
out of
on
nowhere.
An accident.
Mm-hmm. And that was, I mean, kudos to Twitter for actually having this be something that interested me for the first time ever.
Hang on 1 second, please. Kay Bizzle. Is this clock thing going to deal you fits? Because you know I can't read. I see you moving this thing around.
I'm moving things a little bit. I'm getting organized.
All right. You've worked with me long enough to know. I'll just say
you're
whatever.
You're just watching the shapeshift.
It's driving me bonkers. And I'm like, what is he doing?
I'm sorry, I'm done.
No, it's okay because you have the temperament. He doesn't give a what.
He's just going out there and
good couple of tokies and he's good.
Goodness.
I told Cam I was going to get Cam a drink this morning.
Was like, might as well. It's Friday.
Cam's crazy.
Knocking back some tequilas in the air.
So it's like Friday. He's like the anti-Shane. Shane is afraid of his shadow. Cam's like, bring it on.
What is he, a groundhog?
Okay, I got to let you finish your story real quick because we got to get into something.
Where was I going with the story?
The story about
how I came across the high school coaching thing.
Yeah.
Twitter. Yeah, you know how there's a following side and a for you side,
yes.
And I'm always on the for you side.
I told
some
you sometimes
reason.
You got to take a gander.
But hey, I would not have discovered those 8 things if I wasn't on the for you side. So it paid off. It really paid off this time.
Don't buy this flavor.
I thought that said Aloha at first, and I'm like, well, Shane could have said it's that on Wednesday.
It's a.
Cam liked that one.
Big old belly laugh, Spanish.
He did say. So does anybody understand the magnitude of what he said?
That's so funny. Like, hola. He's like, yeah, that's what I put.
Yeah. And I knew it wasn't because I can tell. I know his mannerism. Same. I knew he was lying. I was
through
like.
Through his teeth.
I was like.
I'm like, show me.
He's like, no, I said it.
I wanted to see the spelling.
I was like, Shane, you don't even know how to spell that word. Mm-hmm. And all he wrote was Spanish.
Just Spanish. Like, yeah. Count it.
You know what was funny,
Shane does whatever he wants. I mean, he just bought 300 cases of soda yesterday.
So KB, I got to tell this story.
Please do. Uh-oh. Because when we were at the Oscars, it was just
It stole the show.
Unbelievable.
So I got to I'll call him my buddy. He's like one of my Twitter besties, right?
He's your resource.
Constantly taking care of me. Lets me know a lot, right? So
is that the guy? Is that Bacon guy?
No. That's John.
Because John reached out to me yesterday about chicken.
The dollar a pound?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, John?
So John.
You.
So John, you know, I compartmentalize everybody, right? So John's the guy that gets the main grocery stores. Like the bigger names.
Like the Hy-Vee's, the Baker's.
Because I'm not always – so Sevier's my Baker's guy.
Okay.
John's my Hy-Vee guy. And Boyce is my Fairway and Family Fair guy. Mm-hmm. So Kay Bizzle, tell me this isn't Shane. So Boyce sends me a deal yesterday because we've been on this soda thing. Soda's expensive. It's come up for like 3 weeks in a row for whatever
And it
reason.
Started because of – Fit soda when you
right.
brought me
We're
in
talking about
I'm
fit
trying
soda.
To get off of soda.
So
which hasn't gone well.
I certainly well blame Boyce. He sent this. So Boyce sent me a deal yesterday. So it was Fairway's got sweet deals.
Oh.
Right? It's Pepsi, Coke, or 7-Up products. Buy three, get three free. And I was like, wow, I didn't read
three free. Yeah. Oh, my. I thought it was one. I didn't read the three. Missed that.
Buy three, get three free. Yeah,
that's
so
a deal.
I know two soda junkies.
Me?
My Ace Boone right here. And Shane Shillishank. And Shane's super cheap, right? He just was like, oh, I just paid $2 for a 2-liter, and I wanted the cherry strawberry Dr. Pepper, and it was –
Which he's the only guy I know that still buys 2 liters.
$6.99. Shane's buying whatever's cheap. So I put them in a group text. I sent them the coupon. I even walked. Did you see I had to babysit Shane? Hey, there's multiple locations. The closest one to you, I think, is this. Because when I sent Shane the coupon, he goes, I may have to go after rush hour. Like he's in Los Angeles
right away.
Or something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like, oh, no, I got to wait 45 minutes and then I can go.
So typical Shane response, right? I may get up and go after rush hour. Right. Heaven forbid there's more than 12 cars. Right. And you live on Dodge Street. Like, big deal. You cross 120th. You're good.
Yeah, you walk.
Right. So I said, hey, this is probably the closest one, whatever. So I didn't think much of it. Two hours later, I'm putting this on Twitter. I don't care if he's embarrassed or not. So 2 hours later, my man Shane sends us a picture of him grocery shopping. And he has...
Get the exact number. Count how many cases.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So he paid one extra. He has 10 cases of pop, a bag of ice, and 2 boxes of Cheez-Its.
And one is Cheez-It Grooves.
Now, listen. Shane lives by himself. Okay? At least as far as we know.
Yeah, he's planning for the apocalypse.
Bro, who buy? Like, this is something. It's like he's getting ready for graduation.
I asked if he was having a Memorial Day party.
And he goes, and so AR-15 goes, you having a Memorial Day party? My goodness. And Shane goes, no, I just like a little variety.
He's going to have no room in his
There's no room
for
anything
else.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's stocked.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
How do you get lunch meat in here, Shane? And lunch meat's small.
No, my man's still buying Carl Buttig. Did you ever used to buy Carl Buttig?
No.
All those, yeah,
Shane seems
good.
Like a Braunschweiger yeah. guy.
Like a buck a bag.
No, that's me.
Is it you?
Dude, Braunschweiger is the
Not
deal.
Me.
You're a hater.
Yeah,
a little cheddar
I am.
Cheese and a little mustard.
No, not for me.
Dude, I almost came off the top rope on my kid yesterday. We're packing because he had to be at the airport this morning.
Lay the elbow down.
This dude's 17 talking about, Dad, can I get a couple of sandwiches when I get out of the shower? I'm like, who doesn't know how to make sandwiches? You know? Meanwhile, Mike is like,
hey, is he enabled because you get him Little King before basketball games?
So, funny thing about that is they sent me, you know, I'm on their text chain. They're like, hey, haven't seen you in a while. I'm like, shoot, we're not in season.
Hey, you gotta, hey, hit me up back in November.
Dude, but the deals are legit, though.
Are they good? I almost went there yesterday.
People sleep almost. On Little Kings. Little King is fire. Cam, are you a sandwich guy?
Dude, I get those texts every Monday from Little King. I'm all about it.
Hey, so did I tell you how I didn't know how to scan the QR code on my phone? And
no.
The guy, this is a funny story. So I gave a kid my phone. I handed it to him through the drive-through mm-hmm. window. I'm like, man, I can't figure this out. He's like, here, give it here. And he goes, this is an Android. So I was like, yeah, whatever, dude.
Get your man. I was like, get your man.
I was like, yeah, whatever, dude. Just help me here. Like, I'm this dude. You can't see this on camera probably, but the scan code is like on the deal. And Cam, I'm like this. Out my window, about to fall through the drive-thru trying to do the QR code. And I can't get it. So I give Shut up. Stop it. I mean, I'm halfway out this bad boy, right? I'm like leaning over.
I just imagine the people behind you like hey, holding onto their steering.
So
What's
it was
happening?
So it was a moving truck and they could barely get through and they're in tears. It's two young guys. I'm not even going to say the company. Because if it's not King's Movers, I ain't doing it. So, it's whatever. So, I just finally give the dude my phone because I'm panicking, right? So, he fixes it. And man, don't you know, like 3 months later. So, this was like a couple weeks ago. We were having this conversation. Jay was talking about one of her students. And she goes, yeah, such and such, such and such. He works at Lil' King because his parents own it. And I go, putting two and two together, I go, that's the dude I gave my phone to fix the QR code. And he totally hooked it up.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
I get these alerts like every 3 days. Hey, BOGO. And by the way, did I tell you I didn't know what BOGO meant until like a year ago?
No, Ashley
2 years
didn't
ago.
Know about it either.
So it was 2 years ago. I asked Severe on air. I go,
Ashley.
I go, hey, this is going to sound stupid, but what is BOGO? And he looked at, you know, typical Severe fashion, like
yeah,
embarrassed me.
He's
like,
over here, just like,
he's like, how old are you again?
I talked to him yesterday, and I go, hey, we want to go golfing with you. He goes, I don't golf. I'm like, well, DB said you would go with us. I'm like, well, you can just sit in the cart and drink.
He goes,
I'm not leaving the house. I said, oh, well, no wonder DB likes
yeah.
you so much
because yep.
he doesn't want to leave the house either.
So what we like to when we hang out, it's do you want to come over and watch games? We're not going anywhere.
That's great.
Dude, he's fantastic.
He
Isn't
is
he hilarious?
Really awesome guy,
yeah.
down to earth.
Yeah, and people think he's like – short and mean. He's really not. It's his defense mechanism to keep you from talking to him. So it's like, but anyway, I got to put this on Twitter. So Blame Boys.
Buy one, get one.
Yeah.
Can you finish that part of the story?
I didn't know what it meant.
Oh.
So they send me these things all the time. And yet, so Monday it was half off any numbers 1 through 6 with chips and a drink. So it was like $5.50. And I contemplated it, but I was like, nah. I'm loaded up on salami. I'm saving up for my. I have like 1,000 birthdays mm-hmm. plus graduation coming up. I'm like, I'm not eating a sandwich.
It could be worse about the buy one get one story. You could be Ashley in this moment. We were sitting on the couch, and she was trying to order some type of pre-workout or recovery powder, whatever it is, protein. And
oh, you're Severe again.
Is he everywhere? He's like omniscient.
He just called me.
Is it omnipotent or omniscient? Which one is it? Which one is when you're everywhere? Is it omniscient?
Omnipotent.
I thought that was all knowing.
I think so. I don't know. Omnipotent. That's what it is.
That is having unlimited power. Omnipotent.
I At some point, we're going to do sports.
Maybe.
Which
Maybe.
One is? I think it's omnipresent, is it?
Omnipresent. No. Okay. Knowing everything?
Yeah.
Omniscient.
Okay. When is it when you're everywhere?
Okay.
It's got to be omnipresent because he's just, look. Hey, you didn't know we were so much fun. Okay.
This is the best day of my life.
Right? Yeah, that's it. You got it. Cam, omnipresent.
I'm funny.
Omnipresent. You nailed it.
So is he omnipresent? Like, this dude is, like, on me.
So I want to just tell you this last point.
Do your thing.
And so Ashley calls the company, and she's, like, doing it all online. And she's, like, showing me her phone. She's, like, it's not taking the deal. And she had to figure out what BOGO meant. And I'm like, it means buy one, get one. I think she thought BOGO meant just free. Like, she just gets it for free. And she's like, why are they making me pay? And she called the company to ask if the BOGO deal was still active. And I go, Ash, BOGO is buy one, get one, BOGO.
I had no idea. It's fine. I mean, Ash, don't feel bad. It's a lot of us.
No wonder you guys get along.
just a couple of kids. Oh, Lord. I got to tweet this picture out. I'm getting distracted.
Oh, well, here, while you do that, I'll set up the show. We're talking
hey,
to.
Yeah. Do you want to set up the show? We should probably set up the show.
Yeah. We're talking to Mike Schaefer at 8 o'clock today. We will follow that up at 9 with Mike Rooney. So we have a trio or a duo of M's so far. Mike Rooney, ESPN college baseball analyst and writer for D1 Baseball. And then we'll add one more M to the party. We'll go M to the third and talk to Matt Verzal to close things off at 9:45, which, oddly enough, we were going to try to go to Paisan's after the event yesterday.
Because you thought there was dinner too, right? I thought there was dinner.
Well, I messed up. There was food at the happy hour.
Right.
But I thought that was like hors d'oeuvres. But that ended up being the food at the event.
Did you see all the people like on the walk by? So like as people were leaving, they set the extra food out. And people were just taking it, walking out of the
door.
That's
amazing. I did not see that.
And the lady was just shaking her head. And she's like, it's paid for. Don't care.
But she's probably like, these people still eating.
I was like.
But he closed early for graduation, so we couldn't go. He had some graduation party.
Yeah. I'm trying to get a couple of my guys hired, but I think I'm just going to bring them here.
Do it.
Yeah, because, you know, if he's going to be pot committed and train you, you're going to have to work some Saturdays in the fall. So I think sometimes he thinks that rules out our football guys. But you can ask him why he thought he had the bat signal and had to just show up at my house, and I didn't even see him. That's how tunnel-visioned I am around my place. Didn't pay attention to anything. This big old truck's probably sitting outside my front yard. No idea. But I did screen some young lady that was knocking on my door yesterday.
Oh, was she holding an iPad or clipboard?
Yeah.
She ended up making it to our house, and I saw her on our Ring doorbell.
Yeah. You know how you can see the TV through the front little window in the door? Yeah, you can think I'm home. I'm not answering. It's 5:30.
She's at our door
at
7:45.
Don't you think I'm eating dinner? Listen, I understand she's trying to make a living. But, like, I'm eating. I wasn't yesterday because I'm not having dinner, but it's 5:30.
Do no solicitor stickers ever mean anything anymore?
I don't know, but if I didn't have two little chump dogs, I would get a beware of dogs thing, but. Right.
You can borrow
people,
Molly anytime
you need.
People
know there's nothing tough about me. They're like, yeah, this dude's lying.
I have two bulldogs.
Beware of what?
But they're Frenchies, and they're really sweet, and they snuggle me.
This dude's afraid of roller coasters. He ain't got no dogs.
Oh, all right. When we come back, we will get into sports.
There was baseball.
At least we'll try to get into sports.
What happens when a slide piece doesn't slide?
Mm-hmm. Well,
it leaves the yard.
What happens when a lightning delay shuts everything down?
And Coogler gets to tell jokes.
We'll be back.